quieras a mucho.
No.
Good. Let us only in order to make ourselves into the right position. When you want to speak Ernst, then please, you know, and don't think, yeah, it's fine there, you know, there are big problems there which we don't know. Fine? Hold on, Chofshi Bidim Yoinoi, and also by Muscoli. Timur and Melicha Shevu, Dergle, Vatsayna, Vadechas, Melosi Davadai, Eid, Sivka, Deshev, and Kol Mifolov, and we shvot him Kosi Mivosel. Vadi Yochetzor Bigloloi. Who Lavadi is a Prichato, Erod Uloi Savero and Enash. More he. Vadi Yochetzor Bigloloi, Oyo Chari Vesayna. So we found out last time a neurological pshat in the Geras Amusa that we found that you say that of course I know that there will be Einish, but this Einish is not making anything to me. This knowledge doesn't move me. So I say someone else. For subtract. So merely very simple or very very understandable that at the end he says that you have to. We'll see. But the question was, in the end, he riches as a nefesh of Sarah Saruach. You have to have a riches as a nefesh of Sarah Saruach in order to create that connection to the Seichel, which the Seichel has the demon which is a Nachal Shoitev. So for the Etzim Oilam Abo, so I don't know, for Oilam Abo or Gehenim, that's also far away. So that's also another world. So this is a Chiddush. That this far away world is not speaking to you because of the dimyan, because the dimyan is too loud. But when we understand this depth of Rabbi Sol, that he says your seichel could be loaded with regish, but it's simply the dimyan is such a loud regish, which doesn't allow the seichel to reach your consciousness or your level of feeling. Eh? You can't. You will not hear that. You will not hear the seichel. Yeah, that's what we spoke. When you understand that, then you understand that this is a klal which is not only the Olam Habo, it is taka klalistic a problem. I give you the dugma from what we always spoke about dimyan, but now that's very clear. A person wants to be rich. But that's a dimyan. Why is it a dimyan? Because it's fed from derech lever tzoyner. It goes together. Because what do you want? You don't want to talk about money, the way we spoke beforehand. You do not want that. You want that you should be able to put your hands into your pocket and you take out the hands and there will be money inside. That's what you want. And now it is that you put the hands in your pocket, it's a hole inside. So this you don't want. You want the other thing. So this is very much emotionally loaded because you are feeling your urge and you are feeling your lack of whatever it is. You feel that very clearly. So in Mele, it creates a very strong emotional response that when you want the money, that means I want this oyshel that I don't have to dagger for money the whole time. Eh? Good, clear. That's what you want. Now I will tell you. You know what? I had a daughter of one of those rich people in America. I think it was a daughter of one of the Reichmans, which was a friend of a girl learned in the seminary, which this girl knew my wife's family, and she came once to us also with that little girl. And I didn't know what that is, Reichmann. I didn't know what that means at the time. I now also don't know. I don't know what it means from this side. I know a little bit what it means from the other side. Yeah, but from this side, I don't know what they have money. But we spoke about it very nice and good and fine. Yeah. And then, after the Shabbos, this friend of my wife, which is a Swiss girl, she told my wife her friend was very happy that we in the end didn't ask her whether she could speak to her father or to her uncle about the moisset of my brother-in-laws. It's like this, yeah? Because my brother doesn't have any way. So nothing, you know, some treated these people the way they are normal people. And they were very happy. So do you know that when you'll be rich, that will be your problem? That happens automatically. You are not sure whether they are your friends because of your money or because of you. Good. And then they will wait for you and call you in the middle of the night. And you'll be responsible for hundreds of people. Do you want that? And then you say, tell me no. And then I'll ask you, but do you want to be rich? And then you say to me, yes. Why? Because Bali Lochet Zor Bigloloi. Same thing. You say, look, this thought of having money, that is very much an emotionally loaded thought. Yeah? But the other thought about that people will not hold on me because of me, only because of money, this is intellectually 100% clear, but it's emotionally not loaded. So what do you say? And that happens to Reichmann. But to me it won't happen. It's exactly the same thing. You say in your heart, you say, yeah, that happens to them. To me it won't. And then you make the lottery, yes. A lot of people in the lottery, when they get the money, they get insane. They don't know how to reach that, how to deal with that money, because you don't know how to deal with the money when you're not growing into that, only it falls on you. That's a very dangerous thing. Yes. Do you want to win the lottery? Yes. Still you want to win that. Why? Because this happens to other people. Even though the Mahalach is very clear to you, and it's very exactly clear to you, that when a person gets money, and he's a big power, and he's not prepared for it, it will drive him mad, because suddenly he has to fill up shoes which are size 58. Until now he had 39, you know, or 41. And now you have 58, so you can't fill up that shoe. But you have to. You can't, and it drives you crazy, clear. Do you want to win the lottery? Yes, you still want to win the lottery. Because this seichel is not loaded with regesh, so that's not me. That happens to people. Yeah, for sure it happens to the other one. It happens to the guy in the book. But for sure, it happens to the guy in the research. But to me it won't happen. You are confident that it won't happen. That is what Rabbi Sol says, same thing. Bal yelochet zor bigloloi. Because this part of this one picture, and there you can't say it's far away, because it's exactly the same distance from you till having money and from you till having the problem. It's absolutely the same distance. Yeah, it is not that over here you have the Taivis is Elamaze and the Gehenna is only in the world to come. They are both exactly the same time. According to my opinion, the other is even beforehand. Yeah? People will wait in line before you'll get the money, you know? So you will not even have the money, and people already go wait in line. So it's even before that will happen, the other one will happen, but still, it doesn't do anything. It doesn't speak to you, because it's not emotionally loaded. But the other one, from the same issue, we speak about the very same issue, the other one is very much emotionally loaded, and then you say, I'll be a rich person, and I will know how to deal with that money. No, you don't. You will not. You will not know him. Because you can't. And it will destroy you. For sure. Yeah? No, it won't. There can't be. I'm confident. And you are very confident. That melich o'sheivov b'derech leiv ratzoyne. It's Ramamish. You will be confident that you will be able to master that job. Confident. Because you want it. Confident you'll do it. And you are not aware, or you're not afraid of the other part, which is definitely included there, and you intellectually understand it's included there, because yeah, but I think about it and I really think about that, I accept to think about that, but it doesn't speak to me, it doesn't evoke any emotions. It's intellectually 100% clear, it doesn't evoke any emotions, so it's not me, it's someone else. That happens to other people, not to me. It's exactly the same thing. So now you see the goyness of Rabbi Yisrael, that he put in the demian, and not only the time. It's not only that you are not afraid of the Gehenna, because time-wise it's far away. No, it's because it's not emotionally loaded. And then it's someone else, and that's what he says, yeah? Bal Yelochet Zor B'Gloloi, it's the very same, I loved it very much, that it's Bal Yelochet Zor, that happens to Reichmann. or that happens to the people of the research. It's a fight. When you are fighting with people, I fought by me at home. Fought. I once in my life made a lottery, only to experience that shtus. I wanted to experience that. And then I understood this is a very nice feeling. You could be sold to it, you know. You could want that feeling every single week, you know, that you'll be rich. It's a very nice feeling, but I felt it once. It was good. It was definitely worth the 10 shekel or 12 shekel, how much you pay, you know. It's definitely worth the thing. Because you feel that feeling, it's unbelievable. Yeah? But it's not only Dimyon, Atach Shavavin, it's not only Dimyon because the probability is nil that you get it. And it's not only Dimyon because the mere fact that you get so much money is screaming at you that you'll lose your money, because there's so much money there because so many people lost their money. Yeah? So it's clear, it's not only another thing that statistically I will convince you that you won't win. The mere fact that you have 12 or 20 million shekel in the kupa tells you that you lose the money. That's what it tells you. And what it's more money inside, it tells you louder that you will lose your money and you don't hear it. It's not only because that. I always thought that's the demon. It's a very clear demon now. No, the demon is much deeper. It's not a misconception. It's the right conception. You'll have the money. You have a possibility to have the money. But the misconception is that you don't see anything else than this prat that you'll have the money. Nothing else. And nothing else. It's only this prat which speaks to you. And you feel emotionally attached. And that's why I always thought that no, we will not be able to, I will not make the lottery because, let's say, I do it in order to win, let's say. I don't make the lottery because I will not know how to deal with that money. No, we will know how to deal with the money. And then already begin to make the cheshbon. Zakol lo ozer. Zakol lo ozer. Zakol shuyot v'havalim. Shuyot v'havalim. No, because you are not clear, yeah? It's a very clear, dissecting thing, eh? But it's a very clear thing. And over here you have a dimyon, and here we have a seichel, the seichel will speak to you. And then it's someone else, eh?
But the reason that this is more emotional about is because that's the type that you're involved with now. If I was...
That's right. You have to have a rotzen kaim. When you don't have a rotzen kaim, rotzen taiv, I don't know what. When you don't have a rotzen kaim, then the thing is doesn't speak now. We won't speak like that. Yeah? Okay?
Is every middah an emotion? I'm saying, is there any way that a middah is. There's no such thing as a middah which is only sikhli.
No.
A middah is always emotionally connected.
That's a mistake by anova which people make. They think anova means that it's a hakor sichlis, then it's a hakor, it's not a midah. A midah is always a feeling, I don't know what feeling, something like this, being touched by that or something like this. So they say anova means that you know that everything comes from the Bore Olam. That is a hakor, that's not a midah. Anova means that you feel you are lower than the others. This you don't want. That Rabbi Yisrael Lichtav Lam. Okay, only, I always mix means a feeling, otherwise it's a hakor. A hakor is not a feeling. Is it a midah? This midah is not a chorus. A chorus haboyere. It's a chore. But then there has to be a midah of hachnoa coming out.
That would be why the only way to work with the midah is to have another emotion going in another direction.
Yes, you have to.
It has to be
there. Or midah means you have to tell another story. A story is always emotionally touching, you know. Otherwise, there's no story there. Yeah. However, we'll say that. Good. Good. So take it in here. Vital. That was my emotional response to that thing. I took it once and I said, that's not mine. So I apologize if I wrote one thing.
If I leave it here again, you can use it.
No. Please, only one thing. Don't leave that thing here. No, don't do that. When you have a shiv, there, leave it. Soy noy. Baliches mi osi da vadai. Eziv got the Shema coming fall off. That means you see, but Yechad Moshe Tabata, there's no doubt about that one. That wasn't doubtful. That's Vadai, also by the guy with the Dimian. Eziv got the Shema coming fall off. Mishpot Mikos Mishvosa, Bal Yochad Tzor Bikololoi. So that's very clear now. Who the Vadai is a Pricha Toil. Erot Hu Oysa Veroman Enash. So we would have to be mamik in that. There are three things over it. Hulavadoi, Echotu. Balyochetzo, Hulavadoi, Echotu. So the advice is three things, or three hebetim. The last thing you would say, Echotu, Oysavera, Venenash, means it is the consequence. Oysavera, Venenash. The consequence goes, the consequence of your actions is you. But the beginning is now, Balyochetzo, Bigololo, is stam, there is another one. So I do not know why the consequences are also broken through with Adimian. Yeah? There's no consequences here. Mohi Balyam Rodri Vesaeno. This is the spitz of that you don't feel it. Yeah? That's the spitz, that's the peak. You are aware. And then you say, okay. But it still doesn't speak to me, and I am the guy. It still doesn't speak to me, and then you say, "Okay, that will be my pickle in the Ramavot." Don't say it. Yeah? That's the spitz of this emotional disconnection. Already, you are masking. It's you, but it still doesn't speak to you. And then now he says, "What happens?" Whatever you have in the world, which definitely speaks to you that there are, it's even all seed, or it's even things which you understand that there will be or there could be. They're afraid you perhaps you never had that you are not paranoia, well, not paranoid, but even though when you walk through somewhere and you have a remes of a something attacks you or something moving, you immediately react. I don't know I liked it very much because I see that's already my own disease, you know. But I see that your perception expects something, and I walk through a field and there are flowers which I don't see the I think they are very thin. And on the top is something big. And you walk by, then you don't connect this big thing which is there to the shoulders there, and then that thing moves too quickly. In your vision, that thing moves too quickly. It's like in the air here, you know. And then you think some item moves towards you. It's only a flower that you didn't see. She is connected there. It's very subtle. Your fear about what happens, your conception that something attacks you, someone looks at you. This is very subtle. Yeah. So that's only a meremes sheberemes, that you are emotionally loaded with fears of Olam Hazeh. This is a preload in your brain, otherwise you wouldn't survive. And not because of evolutionary reasons, the way they say today. It's simply that's the way you are built, you know. That's the way you are built, that you are aware that things could happen to you. Huh? Could happen. So Mele says that you are afraid, you know, that's emotional loaded. Pika tevel mitzorim, but that's nothing. Lamach b'mulon shaveras. Tikal nefesh otem levindai. You will not be able to save it. Yoyim lechon shono yechoshev. Oy ledimion oy goral ozeh. And now he says, mi yodeinu hu. Interesting. It's mi yodeinu hu, because we create that emotional load. We create it. Because it's our rotzen, our taivis, which create that. The way you say that you have very much urge, you can't, for example, in this business, that you put your hand in your pocket and it comes out the hole. Yeah? So that's a very common picture. But you don't, you only see that you want that this shouldn't happen. But for example, you do not attribute to that a sense. That you say, no, it's a very good thing that I put in hand and there's a hole there, because it educates me in bitochen or in emune or in achrayes. So it educates me that I should take a leave my place which I feel so comfortable and I have to do something with myself. You don't see that. You only see the problem. You create this uppermost urge for money or whatever it is, is miyodeinu. Yeah, in a certain way miyodeinu, because the emotional load of your atzidus is very much your own prira. Yeah. So it's not the koyach hadimyon is miyodeinu. The koyach hadimyon is there. That's like a part of your brain. But where the emotions are loaded, that's really your thing. Eh? So what you have to do, miyodeinu, miyodeinu, miyodeinu b'koycheinu l'achikoy, b'shiteinu oizen kasheh v'zeh l'seichel. So the first thing is, we have to understand that, we have to work on that still. The first thing is that you have to listen to your seichel. The seichel first has to speak to you in an emotion, in a intellectual way. Oizen kasheh v'zeh l'seichel, l'haskil al dvar emes. Lahaskil al dvar emes. You are thinking about the truth, and this thinking about the truth will be the beginning of a new emotional load. What is the thing of the truth? Which one? Lachshev schar avir negev seido. So the schar avira is the emotional load of the avira, and the hefset is, now it can be taken in a Yerushalayim away, the hefset is that you will get punished, there will be consequences. Yeah? So now what you do, one has to think about that, you take the emotional load which you have, which makes you make the avira, or makes you make that wrong thing. You take that emotional load, this charavere, but you understand there where you feel that it's such a good emotion, you're connected to it because it's such a geschmacky thing to do it, but there will be a consequence, there will be a hefset. Yes. Uh-huh. And that is taking away the shlita, the rulership of this emotion of Dimyon. Aha. Hamimele, 1 minute. Humana ase adimyon nachal shoytev. It's not so clear. Adimyon nachal shoytev, that is clear. That the Dimyon nachal shoytev means it's always new. It always comes anew. This emotion of the Dimyon, this emotional load of the Dimyon is always coming again and again and again and again, doesn't stop. Nachal shoytev, vaseichel yitva, and the seichel can't survive. It won't do the job because it's too loud and too powerful. This emotion of the dimyon. Im loy nechem b'oniyo, you have to have it on the yard. He reaches the nefesh of saras haruach. That is that you have to take this emes. And you have to make that emes being emotionally loaded. Otherwise it doesn't do the job. So you can't fight that thing. Even when, actually, this is a deep thing, I don't know how to say that. You would think that you can't fight the thing, that the part which is emotionally loaded, which is called schar avira, that part which is emotionally loaded to put into the grinder of the seichel. That's right, that's what he does. He takes the schar avere and put it on the grinder of the seichel. We want to make schar avere negative seido. The negative seido is not emotionally loaded, that's not, but it's the truth. So you are maskil al dvar emes and put that into the grinder, and then this emotional load should disappear. Can't, no, it's not, because this is always coming back, always coming back. Even when you, it's like a nachal shoytev, even when you get rid of the water now, but there will be immediately water coming up, coming down again. That's a nachal shoytev. It comes again. You will get rid of it now, but it comes again. You get rid of it now, it comes again. So, adim yin nachal shoytev, vasich ritvayim lo yinachin bonia, rikshas nechav saras ruach. You have to give the seichel himself emotional load, but you can't do it only through that. You have you have to be maskil al dvar emes where the dimyon is. Where the dimyon takes you, you have to think about there. You have to be mafil your seichel where the dimyon is. That's what he says when he says schar avere kenegedev seichel. The dimyon is schar avere, and the seichel says, but there is a keneged. So it doesn't help only. It's similar to that being rich. There's a dimyon that you'll have money, but there is a hefset that you lose your self-worth, because money is worth, not yourself. Yeah? It's a hefset of the same thing. It's a schar avera, when you call that avera. It's a schar inyan of being rich, but you have to think about the same thing. Nachon, I will feel great with having money, but this itself has other consequences too. You can't only think, I will think about being leading in learning, and that will counteract to the load of wanting to be rich. No, it doesn't work. You have to attack the problem itself. Interesting. Yeah?
The Haskell means with a chiddush, tafka, or?
The Haskell al dvar emes.
It means you have to look at the emes, but in a new way. Maybe that.
But it sounds like you have to think about the same same realm. We would say, I have another idea. Why do you have to think about your problem? About there where the demon is taking you, trying to create another world of pleasure.
It was Mustafa, because you have to break that dimyon, otherwise it will still take you. It's an achashaytif.
Yeah. So perhaps you can create another dimyon,
but
the
voice take you. It's not going to stop that. It's not going to stop
the voice take you. So it will break your leg. You have two skis which go apart, and then you break your leg.
You really break.
I don't think it's probably not real enough to you to put that other. To make the, you're trying to make that one into a river or a lake.
It doesn't go. Yeah, okay, so a different kind of same sort of thing. That's what you take. It takes you both. That's what you take. You could be. But you have to grind through that place where your demon creates a problem. But now you still haven't done the job because you have to load that emotionally. Because otherwise the demon is an achol shoyt and it comes back. It's very interesting. We would have to go to speak to someone which treats people, because it could be that people, you treat people like this. Could very much be.
Well, like alcoholics.
Everyone. You know, it's like a, you can't say a cognitive thing, but it's similar to a cognitive thing. You deal with a problem. You don't deal with a subconscious thing. You deal with the problem. Where is the emotional load? You know, you just think, where is that thing emotionally loaded? And by the sick guy, the emotional load is a demon which is shlili. A copy also, you know. You have a shlili demon. So worthless and all these things. And then you have to grind that in the seichel. But you have to make an emotional load on that grinder itself that you are worth. Or that you're productive, when you want to say. Yeah?
There are so many shitas among psychologists. I don't think there's a muskam way that they found how to deal with people going against their tests. You would get 50 different answers when you speak to 50 different people.
That could be, yeah. Doesn't matter, but only it sounds to me that these are. That's like a practical thing to do. A practical thing to do. You are going into this emotional load of the thing which makes you crazy. And you try to put the seichel into that. But it's not enough. The seichel has to be emotionally loaded too. Very, very good thing. So maybe that is Rabbi Sol. So maybe the Rabbi Sol, it would be very poor, the Gerus Amusa, when Rabbi Sol would only take the Gehenna. You see that? And you only take the Gehenna and say it is far away. So you don't think about far things, you think only about close things. He says it later. Mabit lehanoilat. The seichel is mabit lehanoilat. But it's not, you don't feel it, you know, it's far away, but you don't feel it, so you have to work to feel that. But it says something different. It says that you don't feel it not because it's far away. You don't feel it because it's dimming, but it's much richer. Yeah? And you can apply that to all different kinds of life situations. So that's how it comes out. It's ganz gut. Now the Abdomen is ganz gut. Ganz gut, that is, you can immediately translate that Abdomen in Cain to other places of dimming, which are not connected to Oil Mabo and Gehenna. Yeah? Immediately. That's the Abdomen. Now we'll see next time. We'll see how the Megel Samusa works. This was the Akdomas. The girls must say something else. I don't know why. What happened to you?
Sorry.
Okay. So I just my recording finished. You know.